Welcome to Oscar Chat. My name is Sasha Stone. I'm the founder and main content provider for awardsdaily.com, a website dedicated to the Oscars. This is Oscar Chat, the supplemental podcast to All This and the Oscars Do. It's a daily chat with me in the morning while I walk my dogs with my iPhone. Good morning, Oscar watchers. Freezing cold morning here in LA, which I don't know what that means. Is it like 40 degrees? No, I don't think it's that cold. So freezing here and freezing in, say, Wichita, totally different things. I listened to this NPR One, which is a NPR news source, NPR Anytime, and it's done out of Wichita. So every so often, like, I hear Wichita news. Which is really strange because, like, okay, it's like, what, 32 degrees in Wichita this morning. But it's interesting to hear their local news. I would not be listening to it in any other instance except that the NPR One app skips between those two sources. So I think that's funny. I know a lot about Wichita, Kansas, because I listen to NPR One. Anyway, I just wanted to start the podcast by saying thank you, thank you, thank you for the nice reviews that you left. Really helped to boost my withering self-esteem and to let me know that you're listening and that you like the podcast and that you appreciate me and what I do and Ryan and Marshall and Jazz and the whole staff at Awards Daily. We really do appreciate that. We work probably 7 days a week, all of us. And so it's mostly a thankless job. Although you guys do send really nice letters and I also appreciate those and forward them on to Ryan and Jazz and Marshall. I know what I do obviously isn't perfect, and this podcast leaves much to be desired. It's not even really a podcast. It's like a morning diary. I really have great respect for people who do podcasts. I think I listen to them all the time, and I love the ones that are really well produced, you know, and at some point I hope to do one of those myself, you know, that's scripted with music, and I aspire to that. So one day I will do one, hopefully. So today I want to talk about the nature of actors. And the reason that matters is because actors are a big deal in the Oscar race. And they're the one thing that Oscar pundits often forget about. They think about critics, they think about writers, they think about directors. So, you know, the Academy is made up of different branches. Obviously, you know that. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that. Director's branch, makeup and hair, documentary, short films, animation, sound, visual effects. Art directors, they all have a sort of a different set of numbers for each. They range from 100 members to 400 members. The actors have the most. They have like almost three times the biggest number of the branches. So like 1,200, something like that. 1,300, something insane like that. They're huge. The biggest branch by far in the Academy. That's why their tastes can't be discounted. That's why Shakespeare in Love won. That's why Crash won. I know we'd like to think it's because of homophobia, and probably a lot of it is. People just didn't watch it. But the actors liked Crash because Crash was actor-driven, right? The actors generally are not down with films that are just visually effects-driven for Best Picture. They like movies where the actors are the main thing, where their face is the visual effect. They hate performance capture. Forget it, don't even try for now. Maybe things will change, but Hollywood is moving in two different directions, two starkly different directions, the big screen and the small screen. The big screen is driven by things that are changing in the tech world, virtual reality, performance capture, bigger, bigger, bigger. And the small screen is moving towards Amazon, Netflix, you know, original content, where actors can get work, do the kind of work that they like to do, without the pressure of opening box office numbers, without the pressure of the Rotten Tomatoes debacle. You know, in a sense, the democratization of film criticism has led to a situation where we've crippled the opportunity for artists, filmmakers to take risks, because the potential risk to fail is so high. But the bottom line is that actors matter a lot, and they matter, especially as you can tell at the BAFTA and at the Oscars. Obviously, they don't matter as much at the Writers Guild. They don't matter at the Producers Guild. They don't really matter at the Directors Guild. But they matter at the BAFTA, at the SAG, and at the Oscars. And in those three instances, Three Billboards did very well because they're actor-driven. It's actor-driven. More than any other movie in the race, it's actor-driven. Lady Bird is director-driven. It's very much Greta Gerwig's vision. Get Out, also director, driven. Both of them have really great lead performances, but they are mostly important because of who their directors are and what they decided to do. Dunkirk is 100% director driven. And so you hope that you hit both. And I think Shape of Water kind of does too. But again, that one's also very director driven. And, you know, he is the master in control of the whole thing. So with a movie like Three Billboards, while it is well directed, I think, and well edited and well written, the primary focus with that film, without a doubt, are the actors. And I think that that's where Steven Spielberg went wrong with The Post. I think that he wanted it to be actor-driven, but he's Steven Spielberg, so it has to be director-driven, so there's sort of a conflict there. Anyway, so I bring this up because the stats for Three Billboards appear to be overwhelming. My friend Marshall and I ran a poll, which has turned out to be utterly useless because it's been corrupted. The data is wrong. The sample is not unbiased. The sample is corrupt because the sample wants Call Me By Your Name to win Best Picture. So probably it's not going to win. I have to find another way to access a group of unbiased people to try to see where things stand in terms of a preferential ballot. He thinks that Get Out will win because it always benefits on the ballot. It didn't win our poll, but there's a scenario where it could theoretically have won the poll if we took out Call Me By Your Name. But if we take out Call Me By Your Name, then you're really messing with the results. And I'm not sure you can use that. The last 2 years when I did Moonlight and Spotlight, there was just no question about it. They were potentially films that could win Best Picture, meaning they had SAG Ensemble, Call Me By Your Name does not. They had directing, they had writing nominations, multiple acting nominations. Well, Spotlight only had one, but Moonlight had two, and Moonlight was winning one of those, right? And Call Me By Your Name isn't winning any acting. So if you start with the actors, the support for Three Billboards appears to be overwhelming. I don't know. I think it's a hard one to predict for Best Picture right now. I can see it going either way. But, you know, after the Three Billboards won the BAFTA, and then now it has the SAG and the BAFTA as a dual win, that becomes a pretty unbreakable stat because, first of all, you don't have many films in the preferential ballot system that won both Best British Film and Best Picture. Three Billboards did that. But then if you put that together with SAG Ensemble, it's unheard of for a movie to win both and not win Best Picture. I mean, we're in Argo territory now. And, you know, in some respects, you can kind of discount the PGA because it was so early. Its winner was determined before the Oscar nominations even came out. I don't know if that would have helped or hurt Three Billboards. I have no idea. But I do know that the date shift was enough that it could be messing with the results a little bit. I don't think BAFTA matters all that much, but on its own. But when you look at films that won the BAFTA that didn't win the Oscar, like La La Land, The Revenant, and La La Land, The Revenant, and Boyhood, they did not win SAG Ensemble, and two of them didn't even get nominated for SAG Ensemble. To win there, and to win the BAFTAs, and to win the Toronto Audience Award, and to win the Globe, I mean, how bad's it going to have to be for it not to win the Oscar, right? Well, the thing about it is that people on the left feel that they can't put their support behind it because they feel like it makes them seem insensitive. You know, and what I'm starting to see about Three Billboards, what I appreciated about it, where I never did before really, was this whole idea that we think that we are representative of goodness and that our films must echo 100% that liberal idea of goodness. And to an extent, they always do. But America just elected Donald Trump as president, right? America has three branches of the government in the hands of Republicans. Are we going to tell that story? Or are we going to keep ignoring that story and that entire part of the country that the rest of the world sees? You know? What I love about Martin McDonagh's version of America is that he sees what we refuse to see, what we on the left can't see, what we don't even want to look at. And thus we have sanitized our best picture race to render it almost useless. Good people doing good things. Really? Okay. So what? I mean, Moonlight, I have to always say, is the exception to that, because Moonlight's one of the few films that I believe deserve to win, is a masterpiece, and everything that I say about movies that win Best Picture doesn't apply to it. I'm glad that it won. I think they made the right choice. But I don't want to denigrate Moonlight when I'm ragging on our bizarre, sanitized versions of ourselves that we seem to want to promote. I feel that we are somehow missing the bigger picture. And so, other than the fact that Three Billboards has a rockin' performance by Frances McDormand, which has basically made my whole year, I think it's also important to look at it as a movie that attempts to look at our world as it is, our country as it is, and not how as we want it to be, and offer some sort of way out of that. So if Three Billboards wins Best Picture, it will not be because it addresses the truth about America or anything like that. It will win because of actors, because actors dominate in the Academy. And it's true that a lot of them are going to be Susan Sarandon types. And those people are not going to be picking Three Billboards. So, I don't know. There's a really weird situation there where Get Out could still win, even with four nominations. But I think my final predictions are probably going to be Get Out for screenplay and Three Billboards for picture as a compromise, because normally Three Billboards would get screenplay. But since they're probably going to really want to give Get Out something because they really like it, it'll get original screenplay. Or it could get both screenplay and picture, and Three Billboards could get both screenplay and picture. Unfortunately, if Get Out doesn't win anything, and Three Billboards does, we're in for a major shitstorm of epic proportions that I really don't even want to be around for. I'm glad that I will be tuning out the world after the Oscars so that I can relax and get back to know my life far, far away from Twitter, because that's not going to be pretty. The movie is already being called Crash, which it does not deserve. It's funny. It's crazy. It makes no sense. It's very truthful about humanity. Is it a perfect movie? No, it's really not. But I love the freedom of storytelling in it. I agree with everybody else that there's that one problem, in that you can't just casually bring up police brutality in a country like America. That's very true. So I understand people who watch that movie and feel really offended by it. I get it. I really do. But I also see that the movie has a lot more in it, and that I don't understand why women's experience should always be overridden and always be obliterated. I mean, why doesn't Mildred's experience matter too? The thing about Three Billboards is you have a character like Mildred who's ready to burn it all down. She's ready to burn down everything because she's angry about her daughter. And she represents an important side too. Yet, for some reason, it's just become okay to erase her experience, because one tiny part of the movie is something that people find offensive, so everything gets obliterated. I understand that it's a really important life or death issue, police brutality, and it's and there's no comparison to being black in America. You can't compare. You can't share in that experience. You can't even say, what about me? But all the same, I will say that Mildred was beaten up by her husband for years and probably came very close to getting killed, and domestic violence is a big issue. What I see in Three Billboards is sort of like a lot of weird shit going on in America. And does that tell the truth or does that not tell the truth? I'm going to err on the side of it tells the truth. It's not a morality map to tell us who to be and how to be. It's not that. But it does what art does. It looks and it reflects and it tells the truth. It exposes the truth. And I think that he could have just pretended that Dixon wasn't a racist because he was born into racism. He could have just pretended that there was no such thing as police brutality, that none of that ever happened, that that accusation was never made, and avoided the entire shitstorm. He could have easily done that. I don't know what that would mean if he told that story without it. Because I think what he wanted to do, was represent, as Kareem said, people sort of at dead ends, from a person that we find as trash in our culture the worst of the worst, and write a story about that person, you know? And I come from a time when we did do that, you know? Look at Taxi Driver. Taxi Driver is full of undesirables. Can you imagine Taxi Driver today, the shit that goes on in that movie? You know, I don't know what to say about it except that it's complicated, it's a personal thing, and liking Three Billboards might make you seem racist to some people. I can't say on that. I can't speak to that. And I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, I'm not a racist, because then I'll get people writing really mean letters to me. So I'm not going to do any of that. I guess what I wanted to say is I think we all need to be a little more forgiving in this country overall if we expect to get anywhere with anything that we want to accomplish. And we're not heading in that direction, and a lot of that has to do with how we're acting on the left. It's a hard thing to admit because we want to be the good guys, but we're not perfect. Nobody is. So if there's anything about Three Billboards I really love, it's I'll always err on the side of films about imperfect humanity. I don't think that art is effective when it lies about who we are. Like, it loses its effectiveness. So, okay, that's all I wanted to say, my friends. I hope you have a good morning. And thank you for the nice reviews. I really made my day. Thank you.
Discover that you got